This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
We've got a great guest today, Nick Friedman. He is the co-founder of College Hunks Hauling Junk. Nick, welcome to the program today.
Hey, Derek. Thanks so much for having me.
You've got your book, which is a bestseller, The Effortless Entrepreneur. I enjoyed the book. It's very digestible. I know it's been out for a couple of years, endorsed by some Michael Gerber and some other well-noted entrepreneurs. So tell me a little bit about it. You've got the 10 commandments of business. Ignore these and you'll lose more than just your company. Give me a few highlights on the 10 commandments.
Yeah, absolutely. So just a little quick backstory about this book. My business partner and I were at a conference, and one of the speakers pretty much said, anybody who's ever written a book always says they wish they had done it 10 years earlier. So whatever you're, thinking about writing, just start writing it now. And so I guess my business partner and I took that literally, and we said, well, I guess we got to write a book. And we said, well, let's write, what it is we wish we knew then that we know now after, having started this business. And so the idea is, at the time we were, kind of in our mid-20s, kind of in the middle of the fire of growing this, this business in the franchise industry. And, one thing that we thought of was, you read a lot of books, but you don't remember all the messages that are in there.
Right.
And, just like if you read the Bible, you may not remember everything that you read, but you're not going to forget the Ten Commandments, or at least you're not going to forget most of the Ten Commandments. So, for us in our book, we wanted to try to have sort of some key points or key takeaways that we sort of consistently reference throughout the book. So a few of those. Just to kind of share with you and the audience here, number one is always start with a vision, create the system, and then work back to the present, rather. Start with the vision, work back to the present, and live by that roadmap. So you create a strategic plan, and you live by that roadmap on a daily basis, because imagine if you're getting to go on a road trip, and you get in your car, you pack up the car, and you just start driving aimlessly, you might end up somewhere cool, or you might drive off a cliff. Well, if you've got a destination in mind first, and then you've got to create the roadmap on how you're going to get there, then, you're going to plan off your different stops, and you might get a flat tire here, you might run out of gas there, but you still ultimately know where you're trying to get to. So that was one of the commandments there, is to always start with the vision, create the strategic roadmap and live by that. Something that's I think really been relevant for me and my business partner is, never allow the business to truly sacrifice or compromise your personal friendships and family relationships. And, I started this business with a good friend of mine from high school, and we still remain friends to this day, having been business partners for 11 years. And I think it's because we always keep our priorities in mind as far as what's really important, and don't get, let the business and the passion for the business impact negatively our relationships, both with our, with each other and with our respective family and friends. So I think that's really critical as well. And then, a third one that I'll share with you is, ideas mean nothing without action. And this is one, I think a point that's really critical with any endeavor is, ideas are great. They're fun to talk about. They get everybody excited. But ultimately, it's the people that take an idea, put it into action, and, are passionate enough about the idea to try to make it a reality that are going to ultimately, have the success. In the long term and in the long run. And so those would be three that I think really stick out to me, when I reflect back on the book.
Wow. Yeah, that's great advice. I love this book. It's easily digestible, and it's a great read, not cumbersome. I think it's chocked full of good advice.
Hey, if you're a small business owner and you need help working through some upper limit challenges, you need a board of personal advisors, you need help with your growth, go visit DerekChampagneMastermind.com.